आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूं नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। 2024 में विक्टोरिया की प्रीमियर जसिंटा एलन ने सोशल कोहिजन की चुनौतियों से निपटने और सामुदायिक सद्भाव को मजबूत करने के लिए कई कदम घोषित किए थे। इन्हीं कदमों के तहत विक्टोरिया की बहुसांस्कृतिक समीक्षा शुरू की गई, जिसका उद्देश्य ये आंकलन करना था कि राज्य की बहुसांस्कृतिक नीतियां और अवस्थाएं किस तरह अपने लक्ष्यों को और जिम्मेदारियों को पूरा करें, नस्लवाद और भेदभाव को रोकें और संबोधित करें और सामुदायिक सौहार्द को प्रोत्साहित करें। हाल ही में प्रीमियर ने इस समीक्षा की कुछ सिफारिशों पर अमल करने की घोषणा की और इनमें शामिल है एक नई मल्टीकल्चरल विक्टोरिया संस्था की स्थापना। प्रीमियर ने एक प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस में मल्टीकल्चरल मीडिया को संबोधित करते हुए कहा,
And today we're also very proud to present the results of the work of George Lukakis and most importantly to provide the government's response to the actions that we are taking to keep Victoria the proud, strong, multicultural state that it is. We asked George Lukakis and a team of respected experts, people known well to many across Victoria, Carmel Guerra, Miriam Suss, Haas Dalal and Mark Duckworth. We asked George and this team to look at whether our old and, can I say, proud multicultural systems are fit for the challenges we know our community is experiencing today. And today we are presenting their findings and also to announce a series of strong immediate actions in response. At the heart of these actions, it's all about supporting Victoria's multicultural community and uplifting our communities as champions of unity and cohesion. As a result of this work, we will create a new organisation, Multicultural Victoria, to take charge of the sector under the leadership of a Coordinator General, two deputies and supported by a five-member advisory council. I will be personally leading a new whole-of-government multicultural strategy to elevate multicultural issues across every portfolio and will be delivering that in 2026. I'll also be requiring that Cabinet take into consideration multicultural community needs in all of our Cabinet decision making. And also too, we will move forward with the social cohesion commitment for organisations applying for grants, and I can confirm that this will also roll out to all portfolio grants across government. And this very simple universal statement, it's not a statement that's designed to be punitive, it's designed to set a standard, to show leadership and set a standard. Also to support this work and to support multicultural communities, we will establish a $5 million fund to support organisations who I acknowledge are under pressure, are facing a huge demand on services. And then finally too, seeing that we've heard through this work and in other forums that multicultural museums are seeing a decline in visitation right now at a time when we need more people to be visiting our wonderful multicultural museums, to be learning about the history of different faiths and different groups and different cultures and learning and understanding together. So we're going to fund more Victorians and more Victorian kids to visit our multicultural museums. I say all this in the context that we recognise that multicultural communities and those organisations are under pressure. Our social cohesion in this state, and we're seeing indeed around the country and around the globe, has faced some serious challenges. In the face of those challenges and armed with the findings of this report, we can say proudly and confidently that we are one Victoria. We won't be divided, and multiculturalism isn't the problem, it's the solution. And that rebuild starts today. And this is all part of my government's vision for a united Victoria, where we have strong anti-hate laws, strong values and a strong society, multicultural organisations as our stable partners and multicultural people and communities as champions of cohesion. And as Premier, and our government will be continuing to focus on supporting communities every step of the way, because a multicultural Victoria is a united Victoria.
आपको बता दें, इस विक्टोरियन मल्टीकल्चरल रिव्यू के लिए लगभग 640 विक्टोरिया के लोगों के साथ 57 कंसल्टेशन सेशंस किए गए और इनमें 150 कम्युनिटी संस्थाएं भी शामिल थीं। और ये समीक्षा जॉर्ज लिकाकस एओ के नेतृत्व में किया गया। इस समीक्षा के बारे में और जानकारी देते हुए मिनिस्टर फॉर मल्टीकल्चरल अफेयर्स इनग्रिड स्टेड बताती हैं।
Today is an incredibly important day for our multicultural and multi-faith communities, and I want to first and foremost thank George Lukakis AO and the entire advisory group for their hard work and their dedication in undertaking this important review. They did speak to many, many Victorians before providing the government with their final report, and the review confirmed what we already knew about our state. We are a proud and diverse community, and we are very proud of our multiculturalism. The review, however, found that COVID-19, ongoing global conflicts and the cost of living crisis are severely impacting our multicultural communities, and they have eroded trust in government institutions and agencies. Importantly, the needs of multicultural Victorians have changed, and so the existing structures and frameworks are no longer a contemporary reflection of what's needed to build a safe, inclusive and harmonious community. And I want to say this, difficult and hateful events over the last few weeks have galvanised our multicultural communities and our government's commitment to multiculturalism. It's why I'm very proud today to stand with the Premier to announce our strong initial response to the Lukakis Review, responding to 9 immediate recommendations. And I won't repeat what the Premier has already taken you through, but just to add to her comments in relation to recommendations 3, 4, 5 and 12, we will be establishing Multicultural Victoria for a stronger, more coordinated organisation that brings together the functions of my portfolio with the independent voice that our multicultural communities value so highly. Multicultural Victoria will have one independent chair who will be the Multicultural Affairs Coordinator General, and 2 deputies, and it will be supported by a 5-person advisory council. The chair will be responsible for coordinating whole of government strategic planning, leading an ongoing consultation process with the community, and holding the government to account on multicultural actions through a report every 2 years. The additional deputy will have a specific regional focus. In terms of the whole of government multicultural strategy that the Premier has already mentioned, it's really important. The Premier will lead this work. It's a whole of government multicultural strategy. I'll be supporting that work, of course, through my portfolio, because improving outcomes for multicultural communities needs to take that whole of government effort. The new strategy will bring together the government's final response to the remaining review recommendations, and it will recognise the critical role that all portfolios in our government play to provide positive community outcomes through genuine community consultation and engagement. The Premier has already touched on the other important work that we will immediately start in relation to capacity building through a dedicated fund, through multicultural museums work, and through the social cohesion commitment across the grant systems of government. Our initial and immediate response is accepting and actioning recommendations 1, 3, 4 and 5. And of course, we will be responding to recommendations throughout the report. A number of other recommendations are in line with work that we're already doing as a government, and we will consider the remaining recommendations as part of that development of a whole of government multicultural strategy. We don't shy away from the hard truths that are outlined in this review, and the work starts today on rebuilding our systems. Thank you.
Thank you.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।